The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Hello, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. This week on Heard on the Street, a breakdown of the dramatic tale of how a Greek shipping magnate reaped millions in profits amid the rise and fall of his company's stock.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Heard on the Street, the podcast. We are the Wall Street Journal's home for commentary on all things financial all over the world. We have Heard on the Street's Spencer Jacob here to talk to us about what has to be one of the craziest business stories I have ever heard. So, Spencer, you wrote about a Greek shipping company called Dryships, whose shares climbed 1,500% over the span of only four trading days. What is going on with this company?
I have to say, I started working corporate finance before I was a journalist 24 years ago, and this is probably the craziest tale that I've ever tried to untangle. So, basically, this company was not current on its debt payments, reported a huge loss. The CEO, George Economou, was doing all sorts of insider deals with the company where he was buying ships from them in order, he said, to save the money and taking over the debts. But then he converted the debts to a series of preferred stock that gave him voting control, no matter how many shares he owned.
So he didn't even need to buy any shares. He just had this debt and was able to convert it into preferred stock, giving him control over the company.
Right. And at the time, if you were a shareholder of the company, you'd be like, okay, well, I guess that's fine because now he's taking over the debt and it's on him. But then the day after the election, they report that they're not current on their debt payments, normally very bad news, all right? And the stock starts going up and up and up and up and up. It goes up 1,500%. By November 15th, NASDAQ is like, what the heck is going on? They stopped the stock.
That is crazy.
Yeah, 1,500%.
Has that ever happened before?
it's got to be, if it's not a record, it's pretty close to one. But also, has it ever happened before for a company for no reason, right?
Right.
And the, you know, the company said, oh, we don't know what's going on. But the day that the shares were suspended, the day after, listen, they announced this extremely complicated series of issues to a mysterious offshore company. So they've done a whole bunch of sales of stock to this offshore company, but the offshore company shows up nowhere on their shareholder rolls. And guess who's buying it? The retail shareholders who were going bonkers over this 1,500% rise and are now fascinated with this stock. It's like a day trader stock. They've been buying it.
And what do you mean? So they've been issuing the shares. The company's been issuing the shares to this mysterious company. And then how have
they turn around and sell it to whoever wants to buy it on the market. Because every time there's a shareholder role, this company doesn't show up.
So there's a new flood of shares each day after this.
That's right.
Shares are issued.
And by flood, I mean, this was a $5 million company. They've issued over $500 million so far between November and now of stock.
And what's their market capitalization right now?
Yesterday it was 60-something million dollars. Okay, but you know, they've raised over $500 million. It should be worth more like that, right? Shares would be worth pennies because of all the shares that they've issued, but they keep doing reverse splits so that they can remain listed on NASDAQ.
And so explain what a reverse split is.
A reverse split is if you split your stock, if your stock is very, very high, then you can split your stock in order to make it lower so that it's easier for people to buy. But if you're a company that's in financial distress and your share price is very low, like is going to, you know, be 2 cents or something, that's very hard for anybody to trade. So you do a reverse split so that it's a high enough number that people that the exchange is not going to kick you off for being a penny stock. It's getting close to being a penny stock again. It was like $1.23 yesterday. If you go back through all the reverse splits, it would have been at its peak worth like $6.5 million based on the current number of shares outstanding per share.
So meanwhile, this guy, George Economou, does not own any of the shares, right?
No, he owns a couple of shares. But he is making a lot of money from the company because he structured it. So he, first of all, he took all the debt, he bought it at a discount and consolidated it. He owns over 90% of the debt. So he's getting pretty nice interest rate on the debt. But he also changed the terms of the debt saying, okay, I'm not going to, you know, use the ships as collateral anymore, but whatever you sell, whatever vessels you sell, I get 30% of any profit the company makes. and he controls these offshore companies that that manage the ships. So he gets paid $1,643 per day per ship. It works out to, in, you know, well over $10 million at this point a year.
Which is a nice steady stream of income for him.
Exactly. Between the it's tens of millions between the interest payments and what he gets for managing the ships. It's a lot of money. And the company's good for the money because it's issued all this stuff. And it's gone out and bought a whole bunch of ships and paid for options on a whole bunch of other ships. It's got into areas of shipping it's never been in before because it's, you know, because it has all this money from, you know, basically, you know, day traders who are buying the stock and hoping that the, you know, lightning will strike again and they'll make money. And they may one day, but they'll have to be very lucky because they've lost 99.9% of their money since November.
The Herd on the Street camp breaks down exactly how a CEO made millions from a sinking ship. You're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
So if I'm an investor, am I just in this stock because of the off chance that it might spike up at any moment?
It's like a game of musical chairs, except, like, you know, there's like one chair, you know, and there's a million of you. I mean, that's what it's like, because if you're basically, if you time it exactly right, you can make, you know, maybe you'll make 4, 5, 6 times your money because that's what the company is worth. Like, once they stop selling shares. But the question is, when are they going to stop selling? Like, you would have thought, if you thought that 2 months ago and you could have made that bet, you would have lost so much money already. So you have to be one of the last people in through the door buying the newly issued shares. And then you might make a lot of money. But then you wouldn't want to hang on for very long because the way that the company has been run to the benefit of the CEO and his family and his, you know, the entities that he controls, you know, something else, some other, you know, maneuver may be around the corner, given the company's history.
We are going to have to end it there. That wraps things up for this week's Herd on the Street podcast. From New York, I'm Miriam Gottfried. On behalf of the rest of the Herd on the Street team, thanks for listening.